Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. You know what today we're calling it? It's 610 Summertime Radio, because there are some things that come around every summer. So those of you might not know this. Maybe you do know this. Sam Mellinger, I would consider to be a good friend of mine. He works for the Kansas City Star. I think he is one of the best sports writers in the country. Rob, you know how I say every year we have certain benchmarkers to let us know that we are alive and that we live in Kansas City. We have certain seasonal activities. The Plaza Lights is one of those seasonal activities. The Big 12 tournament is one of those seasonal activities. The Plaza Art Fair, another one of those seasonal activities, is Sam Mellinger's "The Royals Have Disappointed Us Again" stories. So what I have decided today, what we are doing is, we are not talking about the Royals in any capacity. I am not answering any Royals with text messages. We are not taking any Royals calls. We're actually going to take calls on today's show in a way that we typically don't do. We can talk about anything you want to talk about as long as it's not Kansas City's baseball team. Tomorrow, when the Royals are back in action, when they're back playing, and they've got a Friday Buck Night series against the Boston Red Sox, I'm happy to talk about them again. Royals are off today. Well, I'm off talking about the Royals. So, Rob, text line 913-576-7610, phone line, same number. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page about how we're handling today. So today we are going to celebrate anybody but Royals Day. We're going to talk to somebody from all of the local teams. We're going to talk to somebody from Sporting Kansas City here coming up in about 30 minutes. We're going to talk to somebody from Missouri, K-State, and Mizzou. We're going to talk some Chiefs. Rob, if you want to have someone from the women's soccer team, I can't remember their name off the top of my head, the one that Brittany Matthews owns, I will happily interview them and we will talk about them today. We'll allow you time to promote your charity. You can ask random questions today, but there's only one rule about today's show. We ain't talking about that team. If you get swept on a home series by the Detroit Tigers, we shouldn't talk about you today. You should not be a part of today's show. So from now on, at 2:03 until the end of the show, we are not bringing them up again. Anybody but Royals Day on The Drive. If anybody has a problem with that, come back tomorrow. I don't know what else to tell you. Come back tomorrow. Rob, are you good with that? Are you good with that strategy? Are you good with that plan for today's show?
Listen, the Royals need to use this off day to recharge their batteries, refresh, get their mental right, and be ready to get back into some winning ways, because getting swept by the Tigers is embarrassing and bad. So you know what? If they're going to use this day to get their mental right, we're going to let them get their mental right, because we know the whole team listens to The Drive. They're big fans over there. So we won't talk about them. No negatives, no positives, no Royals at all. We recharge, they recharge. And we're back at it tomorrow. We got topics lined up. We're ready to roll.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll get back to it. Someone says, so does that mean we can even talk about the Monarchs? Absolutely. If you want to talk about the Monarchs, it's anything. Anything but the Royals Day. We'll talk about whatever today. We just ain't talking about them. So in not talking about them, let's talk a little bit of Kansas City Chiefs football. Today was the final day of media availability for this week. Tyrann Mathieu met with the media today. The next big thing to happen with the Kansas City Chiefs is a contract extension for Tyrann Mathieu. We are about to enter the part of the season where the only news that you get from your team is either a contract extension or somebody is going to jail. That's what I would say next week up until when they report to training camp. There ain't too many other possibilities of things that's going to happen. Maybe your team signs a free agent that's still sitting there on the market. You sign a Le'Veon Bell. But we're about to enter a six-week span where very little good can happen for your team. One good thing that can happen to this team is Tyrann Mathieu signing a contract extension. He tweeted something a couple of weeks ago. You know how he is. He'll tweet something and then delete it about a contract extension. He was asked about it today. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I do. You know, I have tremendous faith, not just in myself, but the people that's around me. You know, I think about my family a lot, and you know, we're extremely blessed. We're extremely thankful for everything. And so, for me, you just got to keep all those things in perspective. You know, I don't consider myself a guy that necessarily does things for his own benefit. So. You know, more importantly, I'm really just kind of looking forward to, you know, continuing to be a Chief and, you know, continuing to help the younger guys around me and, you know, help the receivers and help anybody I can just continue to get better. And I think, to be honest, that's my focus. And it should be my focus. But, you know, just being here the last couple of years, I mean, I can't see me, you know, wearing any other uniform. I think the fans here are amazing. My teammates are amazing. You know, I spoke about the relationships that I have with my coaches, and you just, some of these things you can't buy other places, you know? And I'm a guy that's had to start over quite often. You know, I would like to stay here for sure.
This is one of those things that honestly really doesn't deserve much of our energy, is because I am 100% confident in the Chiefs and Tyrann Mathieu coming to a long-term agreement. You know how they always say that the past is the best indicator of the future? Look at how the Chiefs have handled these kinds of contract negotiations. You got to put Mahomes in a different category because his contract is unlike anything we've ever seen in the sport. But Matthew's not going to do something different than what we saw with Tyreek Hill, different than Travis Kelce, different than Chris Jones. His contract extension is going to fall in those same categories. Now, there's different circumstances from Tyron's situation than any of those three I just mentioned, but we're talking about an under 30-year-old safety who is perfectly ingrained in this community and has full range of responsibility when it comes to on the field and his control and understanding of this defense and his relationship with Steve Spagnuolo. This isn't an issue. This isn't a talking point. This isn't something to be worried about when it comes to the Chiefs. I fully expect in the 7 to 10 days before the Chiefs get to training camp, an announcement that Tyrann Mathieu has signed one of the largest safety contracts in the history of the NFL, one of the biggest extensions. He gets a boatload of guaranteed money. He's going to be there. His fiance is going to be there. His kids will be there. And we will celebrate Tyrann Mathieu and how he is the greatest free agent signing in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. I expect that to be a day. Rob, you know how we always have that day where we have to kiss the ring of Kansas, where they put all those Big 12 trophies out of court and then holler all the rings on her hand. She looks like Thanos. We'll have that day for Tyrann Mathieu, that we'll play old clips and highlights and we'll get old coaches and teammates and we'll talk about how great Tyrann Mathieu is. He's going to get his day. He's going to get his flowers while he can still smell them. That day is going to be at some random time in the month of July. One other thing that Tyrann said that really piqued my interest today is what he said about Mecole Hardman. Here's Tyrann Mathieu today speaking with the media. Listen to what he said about Mecole Hardman.
And I think he's hungrier than he's ever been. You know, I think each and every practice he's trying to find me. And I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or disrespect. You know, it's like, you know, I know iron sharpens iron, but it seems like every day he just, you know, he wants to see me. So I'm grateful that I can get him better. It's been a pleasure to see him, you know, come to work. You know, even when he doesn't do anything right, or he makes a mistake, or maybe he drops a ball, he's not hanging his head. You know, he's running back to the huddle. You can see it in his eyes that he's ready to go. And I think a big part of that is him understanding that we're going to need him, you know. And so he got a big responsibility on his plate. But, you know, once again, it's going to take for the leaders and the guys in the locker room to continue to encourage him and really uplift him, man, because he's still a young guy. You know, he's still a baby in this league, and but we need him to play big, and we expect him to do that.
I think some of what's happening to Mecole Hardman is we are seeing a different kind, I would say, of second-round wide receiver. Rob, maybe you think I'm off on this. I think we're either seeing right now, when it comes to wide receiver, it is maybe the most boom or bust position if we're talking about through the second, third, and fourth round. Where how we used to look at running back as a position that you didn't need to draft in round one, how you could still find a really quality running back in rounds three through five. I think we're getting to the point now that unless you're going to get your Jamar Chase or you're going to get your Devontae Smith or your Jalen Waddle, once you get outside that elite top tier wide receiver, there really isn't that much of a difference between wide receiver four and wide receiver 10 in the NFL draft. And I think what we're seeing is if you look at the wide receivers who were selected around Mecole Hardman, you start to play the, well, we should have had DK Metcalf. Well, we could have had AJ Brown. Well, we could have had X, Y, and Z. And I think as much about the conversation with Mecole Hardman is somewhat based in what the Chiefs should have done and could have done. But I also think another part of it is, let's not kid ourselves. Mecole Hardman, for where he was drafted, hasn't been the player that many people anticipated. And we can say it was because Tyreek Hill. At the point they drafted Tyreek Hill, I don't know many people that didn't think that Tyreek Hill was going to play again. It was just a very simple conversation of how much time is he going to miss? Is it going to be 4 games, 6 games, 8 games? But at that point, I think the Chiefs had made it pretty clear they were keeping Tyreek Hill on the roster. Last year, Mecole Hardman took as small of an increase as someone can take and also wasn't the big play down the field threat of a wide receiver that he was in his rookie year. In his rookie year, that's what you want. He had almost 30 catches, had almost 550 yards and 6 touchdowns, and averaged 20 yards a catch. Since those first, I would say, 6 games of his career, because you remember, Tyreek Hill got hurt early on, and then Sammy Watkins was Sammy Watkins. DeMarcus Robinson played really well the first 6 games of 2019. Mecole Hardman also played really well. Since the game against Tennessee in which Patrick came back and Hardman had that big touchdown, I don't think we've seen big play, explosive Mecole Hardman. He's still behind Kelce, still behind Hill. I would say still behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I would say still behind DeMarcus Robinson. Are we talking about a guy who's going to be able to elevate himself to having a foothold on that number two wide receiver role, or is he going to be one of these gadget players? Nothing wrong with being a gadget player. That's not a guy you sign to a second contract. That's probably not a guy worthy of the draft pick and the selection. This is going to be one of those really pivotal, critical years for Mecole Hardman when we find out, is he going to take that next step in his career? Because right now, I think he's a fine NFL player. Is he going to take that next step to being an 800-yard, 900-yard, 6-to-9-touchdown kind of guy that's worthy of a big-time second contract and a guy you trust to be their number two wide receiver? Only time is going to tell. Some of you keep asking, well, can we talk about X? We can talk today about anything that's not the Kansas City Royals. That is the only rule today. To prove it, we're going to open up the phone lines, 913-576-7610. We're also going to open up the text line. I will have no control over it. Rob will tell me, based on the text line, what topics you guys want me to talk about, and we'll talk about it for the next 10 minutes. That's how this show is going to work today. It's about you, the people. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Today we are celebrating anybody but the Royals Day. We are going to talk to somebody from each of the teams around the city. We are not talking any single Royals topic today. If you want a Royals topic, I'm sure they talked about it on Fesco in the morning. I'm sure Cody and Gold probably had seven Royals players on today. We ain't talking about the Royals on today's show. That is the only rule today. We'll open up phone lines. We'll take phone calls. We'll have fun. I watched an 80s movie this morning. We'll read text. Rob, tell them the only rule on today's show.
There is one rule. No Royals today. No Royals topics are coming across this desk today on the show. So if you call in, if you text in and say, hey, talk about Mondesi. No, he's on the Royals. If we don't talk about him.
If you ask for us to talk about the Royals today on the text line, I'm blocking you. It's that simple. If you call up and you have a Royals topic on the phone, I'm hanging up on you. Tomorrow, we'll get back to normal. Today, no, we ain't doing any of that. 913-576-7610. Coming up in, well, like 2 minutes, we'll open up the text line. And if you have a topic you want thrown out there, I'm not looking at the text line. Rob will throw the text out there and we'll talk about it. Calvin, you are the first person on You Choose. Go ahead, Calvin.
I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs will have a 12,000-yard rusher this year based on the fact that we have beefed up the offensive line so much. I believe that it's impossible for Patrick to get more protection and the running back to not benefit from that as well, not to mention the fact that Pat's going to go off, so we're going to have a lot of garbage time. So my man, Hilaire, he should have his chest poked out because he knows he can get a lot of yards this year.
I appreciate the phone call. Let's talk about this really quickly. I think it's going to be tough to get to that 1,200-yard mark. Well, it's kind of hard to say because they added the extra game. But so, and I know last season might be like the worst barometer of what I'm talking about. Rob, you want to know how many receivers last year ran for more than 1,200 yards? Or excuse me, running backs ran for more than 1,200 yards last year?
Wasn't it two?
Two. Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry. Now, maybe it could be like in a Dalvin Cook. So Cook plays in a situation with two other big time options. Like Henry is that team's number one option. So it's a little bit different. But for Dalvin Cook, you have Justin Jefferson, who had a fantastic season. Thielen wasn't as good last year as he normally was. He took a step back, but Thielen's a legitimate number two wide receiver. I kind of think it's probably more in line that he's more Aaron Jones than anything. So Aaron Jones last year ran for 1,100 yards, 5.5 yards per carry. So I think the Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have a good year. I'd bank this season on him running for 1,000 yards. I think he'll be at the low end of that. I think the biggest increase we're going to see from Edwards-Helaire this season is going to be much more in the passing game as opposed to the running game. Now, I do think they're going to run the football more effectively, but I don't think this team has a legitimate number two wide receiver. I think they're going to manufacture the number two wide receiver from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they're going to piecemeal it together. So last year, Edwards-Helaire ran for 800 yards and caught for 300 yards. I can see it, maybe him taking a bump up and getting to that 950, maybe a little bit over 1,000, but I could really see him getting to like 400, 450 when it comes in the receiving game and being more what I thought he was going to be coming out of LSU, which is more of an Alvin Kamara type back. So I think 1,200 is a pretty lofty number. I don't think that he is going to get to the 1,200 yards, but I could see it being 950 through the ground and being 400 through the air, which is everybody would take that from a running back on a rookie contract. Rob, hit the music. I have closed the text line. You tell me the topic and we'll talk about it.
First things first, on the text line, to answer this one man's question, he says, what if the Royals call Bobby Witt or a major move happens today? Yes, if that happens, if Bobby Witt's a Royal, we'll talk about that.
That's news.
Yeah, but that's...
Don't be silly.
Yeah.
If there's news with the Royals, it's still our obligation to share the news with you.
But we're not doing what went wrong in the Tigers series.
Everything is the answer.
Top text right now. Rob, don't let Karen get away with this. Last night, playoff P was great. You need him to apologize for besmirching Paul George's name.
Yesterday was one of the craziest days in the history of the NBA. Philadelphia was up 26 points yesterday at home against the Atlanta Hawks and lost that game. And then to turn around for the Clippers to win yesterday's game on the road without their best future Hall of Fame player was one of the most surprising outcomes I've ever seen in the NBA. I can't hate on Paul George. Paul George was amazing yesterday. I've never seen that from Paul George before. So no, Paul George, you get... I salute you, Playoff P. The jokes, at least for one day, they have been quieted. I apologize. I didn't think you had that effort in you. I thought the moment and the stage and the responsibility was going to be too big. I'm not going to say he played as well as Kevin Durant did a couple of nights ago in Game 5. That was as close to what Kevin Durant did as you could do in the NBA, though. I thought Paul George was fantastic last night. I'll salute him.
We continue on with anything but. As I look at the text line to give Carrington a topic, that's anything but the Kansas City Royals. This one came across. Let's talk about Bill Self's lifetime contract in contrast with level one sanctions that he could see if the AERP board rules in that case. What is your expectation for a Kansas punishment?
I actually don't think they're going to get punished anymore. Somebody actually posted this a couple of days ago. You want to know how long ago it was that Dennis Dodd story came out? Remember Dennis Dodd put that there's these six schools that are under investigation and they're facing these level one sanctions? It was 2 years ago. I actually think the example for KU is going to be Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State this year was not supposed to play in the NCAA tournament. They then filed an appeal and then got the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. I also think now, as we're entering a post-COVID world, they're trying to do everything they can to recoup the money, and college fan is much more in line with players being compensated for their name, image, and likeness than we've ever seen before. I think all of this stuff is going to go to the wayside. I've come around on this. I don't think anything's going to happen to KU, at least when it comes to them missing the NCAA tournament. Could they get some scholarship reductions or some of those things happen? Sure, but I don't think that KU is going to be kicked out of the NCAA tournament.
This one seems right up your alley. What is the best lunch option when it's 100 degrees outside?
Tacos. Always tacos. El Pugarcito? I believe it's in Merriam. It could be in Mission. Absolutely delicious. I took Rob on Cinco de Mayo. We went to this place, Bohemio. We had a fantastic meal at Bohemio. It's over on Southwest Traffic Way. Yeah, man. Tacos. Tacos are always the answer. Tacos are the perfect summertime food. Anytime food.
Do you believe Trey Lance will be a bust?
No, I trust too much in Kyle Shanahan. Way too much in Kyle Shanahan to think that Trey Lance is going to be a bust. Way too much. Look at what he's done with Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think has an incredibly limited skill set. You want to know why I think Trey Lance is going to work? If San Francisco's healthy, I know they're going to be able to run the football. I know they're going to have a competent defense. Look at what we've seen Kyle Shanahan do with quarterbacks. Look at what he's done with B.J. Mullins. Look what he's done with C.J. Beathard. Look what he's done again with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's made it work with far less physically talented quarterbacks than the one he has in Trey Lance. I'm not sure if Lance is going to be a star or not, but he has enough physical traits. I don't think there's pressure on him to start this year. I think Lance is starting his NFL career on second base.
Couple more here before I have to break. What is the appropriate tip when you pick up a carryout order for a restaurant?
It really depends, man. It's hard to say. I normally give maybe $2, $3. That's it, though. It's one thing to tip if you're going to sit in there, but what am I giving you? Like, everybody, how it's always been explained to me, Rob, is you give a tip because the waitresses and waiters don't make a lot of money. I now have to give you a tip for I walked in here, I'm getting my food to go, I have to give you extra money to cook it? So, I mean, I might get, so like, let's say what I get comes out to be like $8.60 or whatever, right? I'll just throw on $2, I'll make it $10.60, and I'm keeping it moving. Very rarely do I cross the line out. I'll normally throw a dollar, maybe two.
Our last one before a break, and full disclosure, we'll do this again at 3, so keep those texts rolling. But our last one before the break in this segment. CDOT, how much do you miss that February weather?
I don't miss it at all. What kind of question is that? I don't miss it at all. What kind of question is that? That can't be our last question. You know I don't miss
fine.
It.
Fine. Everyone
you
misses
know
it.
You know I hate it. What kind of question is this? You know I hate it. What kind of question is this?
Fine. Last one then. When and where does Deshaun Watson play quarterback this season if he plays at all?
Houston. He's not going anywhere. He has no leverage anymore. And if you're Houston and you've been steadfast on not trading him, now you're going to trade him for 70, 80 cents on the dollar with everything hanging over his head. Deshaun Watson's going to be a member of the Houston Texans. It doesn't make any sense for him to play for any other team, any other franchise than the one that he's currently on. It doesn't make any sense. Someone on the text line asked, what if there's breaking news about that baseball team that plays in Kansas City? Yes, if there's breaking news about the baseball team in Kansas City, I promise you we will talk. I mean real breaking news. If there's legitimate breaking news, then we'll put an asterisk by our day. But it's an off day. I don't expect there to be any news. Rob, do you think there's any news? Any news that's going to happen with that baseball team is going to happen tomorrow.
I'm going to say they announced Olivares going down, and they said a corresponding move tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah,
so that
tomorrow.
Means tomorrow there's a news day.
Tomorrow there'll be news. The only thing I can see is a major call-up that would get me to change my stance on we're not talking about that team today. That's the only thing I can see.
Define major.
And I would say it also depends on who it is. Like, if they're bringing back up Daniel Lynch, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till tomorrow.
That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, what's major?
I'll wait till tomorrow. Like, if they say Daniel Lynch is going to start, eh. Be sure to listen tomorrow at 3 o'clock when Vern's on the show. That'll be my stance. Coming up in a little bit, as we start our Anybody But That Baseball Team day, we will talk to somebody from Sporting Kansas City. You guys say talk more soccer on the drive. We got soccer on the drive. Coming up next.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. The code word is VERSE, V-E-R-S-E, VERSE, V-E-R-S-E. Text the word VERSE, V-E-R-S-E, to 72881, and you could be the $1,000 winner in the national cash contest. Your next chance to win is coming up in exactly 1 hour, but you could potentially win right now. V-E-R-S-E. Text the word VERSE to 72881. So today we are doing anything but that baseball team in Kansas City. We're talking to somebody from all of the local teams. I told Rob if he would like, he can book us a Monarchs guest today if he would like. He can also book I don't know the name of the women's soccer team, the one that Brittany Matthews is the part owner of, but if you want to have them on the show so I can learn more about them, Rob, I'm happy to do that day. Today is about you guys. Today is about freeing our mind from that baseball team. We spent a lot of time talking about them. If they're going to be off today, let's just detox. Let's cleanse our body of all of it. Tomorrow we'll come back and I'm sure we'll complain and be unhappy about something. But today is about celebrating the sun and happiness and talking about things that make us happy. Rob said soccer makes him happy. So we're happy to be joined by Sean Goodwin. He covers Sporting Kansas City. Sean, I appreciate you hopping on with us today to celebrate the day. What is it like seeing full crowds again at Sporting Kansas City? It has been packed out there.
I have to say, that's fair. When we had full capacity, I'm not going to lie, I might have had a tear in my eye. It's been so long. It was a beautiful thing to see. And I think, yeah, the players have really rebounded onto it as well. You know, I think anyone who's watched sports in this season has seen it as a team that has fallen behind on a regular basis and came back to win. And I think having a home crowd has been a huge part of that. So, like you said, Karen, it's been a sense of normalcy, a full children's mercy. It's good to be back for sure.
So Sporting Kansas City finds themselves in first place right now. Do you think this is something they can keep up? Do you think this is the real Sporting KC?
Yeah, I will say that right now they're in second place in the West. If they would have beat Austin this past weekend, they would have jumped into first. But to answer your question, yeah, I mean, they're in second place. They're playing for the lead. And I think it is the real Sporting Kansas City. You know, it's what we saw at the tail end of last season, where they jumped out from 2019's disappointment and finished first in the West. And a big part of that is, you know, players are standing up and counting when they're counted, or standing up and being counted when they're needed to be. You know, obviously, Alan Pulido's doing all he's done. When he hasn't scored goals, when he's been going with Mexico, you've got Daniel Shallowy, Jean-Luc Abuzio, Kyrie Shelton with the assists. I mean, it's so fun to watch, and you know, even since Camellia's came back, it's been a pretty much shut up shop back there. So, you know, all the attention this season, it's been Seattle, Seattle, Seattle. That's kind of been the whole thing. But Sporting is right there, right behind them, and I want to say almost the underdogs, which has been really fun to cover so far. And I don't think they'll be the underdogs for much longer as more people begin to take notice.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Goodwin, who covers Sporting Kansas City. There's an influx of younger players on the team. How do you think those guys are going to handle a long, grueling season?
Yeah, I think, honestly, you know, it's one of the youngest Sporting teams I've definitely covered, and even in recent years, you know, obviously, I'd say probably since the early 2010s when you had guys, you had a time of young talk, and Matt Beasley, Roger Espinosa, and all that. And now, yeah, you talk about this young core, obviously Jean-Luc Abuzio. There's so much around him, whether he's going to leave this summer, next year. I do think it will probably be some point this summer, unfortunately. But even then, you know, Jalen Lindsay at the back has been doing a great job when he's played. You've got Felipe Hernandez, who came in for his first appearance, and I think I guess deeper in the season. You know, obviously, everyone here in Kansas City, we love Roger Espinosa doing everything he's done for this team. But, you know, it's tiring legs. It's the hot summer heat. So, yeah, guys, say Hernandez, he's been slotting. I mean, yeah, even Carve Rad came up from the academy. He's played some reps at centre back. And that's what you need for a long season, a long grueling season to be successful. You can't just rely on, you know, the top 11, 12, 13, 14 guys. You need those younger guys, sometimes academy guys, to step up. And so far, that's what we've seen from Sporting KC. And I think that's what ultimately makes a championship team. Whether this team does go on to making an MLS Cup run, which I think they're capable of doing, I think the young kids will definitely play a big part.
Last question here, Sean, and we appreciate your time. Every team sort of has that, as this player goes, the team goes. For Sporting, that's been Daniel Shalloui. Do you think it's any coincidence that once he's got going, this team has started going?
You know what? It's a huge help. It's like I was just saying with Polito's being the main guy, but when he's been international juicy, even at the start of the season, when he's slowly working his way to fitness, if Daniel Shalloui is taking his front line by the scruff of the neck, and it's great to see. You know, obviously, after that 2018 season, and we have a couple of low years, and even for him, he knew that it wasn't good enough, and he wants to get out of that slump. And, you know, the contract year is undefeated, and right now he's in a contract year, and he's really performed. As of now, I believe his 4 goals and 2 assists for his 6 goal contributions is the 3rd most in MLS. So, to have a guy like down the front line, it only helps me. Everything takes that whole up smoother, right?
That is Sean Goodwin, who covers Sporting Kansas City, joining us on the show today to talk a little soccer. Sean, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for hopping on.
For sure, appreciate you. Appreciate you giving me a little bit of time, and amongst all the Chiefs as well, for sure.
Absolutely, Sean. You know what? That's what today is about. Today is about expanding and talking about things that we typically don't talk about on this show. Someone on the text line, Rob, 913-576-7610, said, you guys are talking about soccer. I'm turning the dial to the other station. You've never heard of that other station then, just at any point. Every time I turn on there, they're talking about soccer over there. Soccer, soccer, soccer. It's all soccer all the time. I'm trying to be hip and cool. Every time I turn on television, it's 21,000 people out there watching soccer. We need more soccer on this show. To hell with the NBA minutes. We might start giving Rob minutes to start talking soccer. Soccer minutes. You guys want soccer minutes? Let me know. 913-576-7610. We'll talk soccer more often on this show. These next 6 weeks, we ain't going to have nothing but time to talk about. This might be a once-a-week occurrence on this show, Rob, where we ain't talking about that baseball team. Sometimes I need a mental break. That all-star break, that's what it's going to be. The mental break from the team. They will have lost 27 of their last 30 at that point. Yeah, we're going to take all kind of breaks talking about that team. I got a good feeling. So Rob is on the hunt to find us more guests today for teams that you guys want us to talk about today. I'm all for it today. Today's one of those open days that you kind of dictate what we're talking about today. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll also go back to the phone line. So if you want to ask a question, or you got a question or a topic you think that is undercovered on this show, we'll do that coming up at the top of the hour. I watched an 80s movie this morning. I actually went off the grid here a little bit. Rob, I don't know if I told you this yet. I was supposed to watch Goonies. I did not watch Goonies today. I was thinking, you know what? Let me call my own audible today. I watched Short Circuit today. I seen a few people text that on the text line, so I did not watch Goonies today. I watched Short Circuit. I have my typical notes. I have my review. I'll give you my review of Short Circuit here coming up in about 30 minutes or so. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Summertime Radio, as well as the brand new Odyssey app. So, Rob, to show that I am trying to better understand the soccer community, sometimes there's like two different languages when it comes to soccer, you know? Like, you guys call the pitch the field. So what I want you to do is, let's play like soccer Urban Dictionary style, you know? Like, a couple days ago when I said cap, a couple people in text line were like, what does cap mean? I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Cap means a lie. So if you say that's cap, you don't believe that that's a true or factual statement. So what I want you to do is, I want you to give me soccer terms, and I'm going to do my best to tell you what I think those soccer terms mean. I think I'm going to do a little bit better than what you think, because I am actually kind of decent at FIFA, and I do pay attention to what they're saying. So I don't think I'm going to be bad at this. I'm not saying I'm going to be great. I'm not saying I'm going to get an A in this subject, but I do think I'll pass the course.
All right, let's see what you got. We will start with an easy one. Very simple. What is boots in soccer terminology?
Boots? I mean, it has to be your cleats.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, boots or cleats.
All right. Okay, yeah, it has to be boots.
Let's notch it up. Just
that ain't stupid. Come on now.
I wanted to see the baseline. That's why I'm going to ask another one, and then we'll jump up from here. When I say Sporting Kansas City has a fixture coming up with Portland Timbers,
that's got to be a match.
Yeah,
fixture has to. Come on now.
There you go. All right, now I got you. I wanted to see the baseline of knowledge.
Yeah, no, that's the baseline.
Okay, let's up it in a little bit. When I say down the byline, what do I mean?
Oh, goodness. I'm assuming that's a pass down the sideline. I'm assuming that's what it means. Because I know in soccer, like, you can be out of bounds, but the ball can't be out of bounds. The ball can't be out. So maybe that's what it means. When they say kick it down the byline, and then you go on the other side, and then you run to try to outsmart the defense. That's what I'm going to assume this means.
You're in the ballpark.
Okay, all right.
The byline is the out-of-bounds line that is on the ends of the field. It's like there's the goal line.
Okay,
the
line
between the corner, that's the byline. So when someone's coming down the byline.
So like the baseline in basketball.
That's exactly what the byline is.
Okay, all right. I learned something today. I did not know that.
All right, we continue on. What if I say there's a massive derby between two teams? What do I mean?
A derby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's like a shoving match. I'm assuming this is what I think happens in soccer a lot. One of the soccer players flops. And then the other soccer players maybe get mad that they missed out on this really good idea. So then they get up and they, like in baseball fights, they kind of look at each other and they kind of jockey for position and push each other around. And then the ref or umpire, I don't know what you guys call the person that runs the game, gets in there and then he, you know, puts his hands up and maybe gives somebody a card. That's what I think a derby is. I think it is a skirmish.
So that's incorrect. A derby is a rivalry. So like when Chelsea plays Tottenham, that is what's referred to as the North London Derby. It is a rivalry. Raiders and Chiefs would be a derby.
So you're saying the Sunflower Showdown is really the Sunflower
Derby.
Derby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Couple more here before we talk about something else. When I say a player has a brace, has scored a brace, what has that player done?
That's a goal whenever you're shorthanded. I think that's a goal whenever your team is shorthanded. So somebody gets a red card, your team's down, but you still go out there and score.
It is not that. A brace, a player scoring a brace, is when they complete two goals in a match. So if Cristiano Ronaldo scores
you don't get
two
the
goals,
full hat.
You don't get the full hat, you get a brace.
There okay, you go. I didn't know that.
It's the step
right,
below the hat, but
here.
It's a brace.
I'm learning.
Our final one here. If I say a team really parked the bus, what did that team do?
They whooped somebody ass, bro. They whooped somebody ass. Y'all got the bus parked on y'all today.
That is not what parking
That's
the
not
bus
what it
means.
Means.
Parking the bus refers to a team got super duper defensive and kept all their players back behind the midfield line in an attempt to negate goal scoring opportunities. You see this late in matches when a team's up 1-0. They will park the bus to try to stifle the other team's offense. That is what parking the bus is. And thus concludes Soccer Urban Dictionary.
Text line 913-576-7610. Are these soccer terms that everybody knows, or is Rob just pulling my leg? I just want to know. Rob could have said anything there, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I learned something. It really didn't matter what he said. I just want to know if these are like general terms that we think every soccer fan knows. This is the thing. I think that there are like varying degrees of like anti-soccer guy. You know, Rob, I don't consider myself to be anti-soccer guy. There's some people that hate soccer, right? Just hate it. I don't hate it. I would say I tried it a few times, and I've tried it in different forms. I've been to national games that have come through Kansas City. I've been to sporting games. I've been to World Cup watch parties. I've watched it on television. Soccer just ain't for me. Some foods just aren't for you. That's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. I don't really like crawfish that much. I'll eat crab in a heartbeat. Crawfish just isn't really my thing. No shade to you guys that like crawfish. It's not like I'm making fun of your food the way I would make fun of baked beans. I think baked beans are trash. I hate baked beans. I'm not going to make fun of you the same way I would make fun of somebody if they have all these pies at their availability and they chose pecan pie. You're gross. You're sick. Stay away from me and my family. That's not how I feel when it comes to soccer. I get it. Soccer holds a very special place in some of you guys' hearts. It just ain't for me. But you know what? for the rest of the summer, I'm willing to open this show up to more soccer. Think about it. We got to do something to fill the time, Rob. If that baseball team isn't going to give us the necessary content that we need and things to talk about, you know what we need to do? We need to open up and start talking about other things. That's what we need to do.
Someone on that text line has a funny comment that only soccer people understand. They said, I should have you figure out what cap means in soccer.
Does cap mean something?
Yep. Cap means something in soccer. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
Okay, my bad. Does it mean something good?
It is something good. When you're cap tied, you're committed to an international team because you've played a certain amount of matches with them. You're now cap tied.
I really don't know. Thank you for that. I feel like, you know what? I feel like you're throwing too many big words at me. And since I don't know what they mean, I'm going to take them as a sign of disrespect. That's what I'm going to do. Watch your mouth and help me with the show. That's what I'm going to say here. You're throwing way too many big words at me. All right? Like, I don't, what are you saying? What are you talking about? I don't know anything you're talking about right now. Not a single thing that you're talking about. So relax. We did the segment. It went fine. Relax. Coming up in a little bit, we'll go back to the segment that you guys control. 913-576-7610. I do not look at the text line. You text in topics you think we should talk about. You can call in and throw out a topic. It just can't be about that baseball team. It can be anything else you want it to be about, and we'll talk about it. The rules are very simple. 913-576-7610. Rob, if we're going to celebrate anything but that baseball team, that only means one thing. Rob, hit my music! How are you guys not watching the National Basketball Association right now? Yesterday was one of the most jam-packed news days and two of the more entertaining NBA games that I can remember. Are the Sixers really going to lose this series, Rob? Because it certainly feels that way. What in the world happened to Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons is one of the 20 best basketball players in the world. You remember those old DirecTV commercials where it was like, this is cable, this is DirecTV? Ben Simmons is one of the top players in the league in the regular season. And then the bright lights and pressure of the playoffs come around and he's terrible. He can't shoot. He's afraid to shoot. I saw this stat earlier today. This will blow you guys' mind. Ben Simmons has missed more free throws than the entire Atlanta Hawks team this postseason. He has missed 45 free throws. Ben, what are you doing in the offseason? I know you got your relationship with one of the Jenner sisters. I think it's Kendall you used to date. What are you doing? 45 missed free throws? The Sixers are going to regret the day they didn't trade Ben Simmons for James Harden. They had a chance. They had a chance to trade Ben Simmons for James Harden, and they didn't do it. And they're going to miss it. I know Harden is not healthy right now, but you are not winning a championship if that person is your second best player. You are not winning anything of importance. Embiid was great yesterday. Embiid probably played his best game of his NBA career yesterday. He did everything he could to will the Sixers to a win yesterday. Seth Curry did everything you could to will them to a victory. But it's hard to overcome it if your second best player is going to be as bad as Ben Simmons was yesterday. Tonight, Game 6, Nets and Bucks. Game 6. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is the segment that you control. There is only one rule. You cannot talk about that baseball team. You guys know the one I'm talking about. 913-576-7610. You can either call up and it's open phone lines for the entire segment, or you can text it in. It is the segment that you control next. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.